Hello, everyone. This is Jeff Fox.
I'm Jamie Patrick.
I'm Trip Howell.
And we are the Fox Group. We just wanted to take a few minutes and talk market with you guys, just give you an update as of kind of the latest November stats in a few key neighborhoods. We're going to talk about Golden specifically, Arvada, and parts of the Highlands down towards downtown. And these are just quick snapshots of what we're seeing going on. Obviously, we cover other areas as well, but we live in these areas, so we can speak specifically to what we're seeing too as far as being out there with clients. So without any further ado, Trip, you want to give us the lowdown?
Yeah, so the Highlands didn't see many homes sold in November. There was only 14 sold. The median sale price was $825,000. The median list price was $785,000. So that puts it at a 102% sale to list price ratio, meaning homes are still selling for more than they're asking. The median days on market was only 5 days. So that's telling us that people are still listing on a Thursday, per se, and it's going under contract on a Sunday or Monday. So they're giving it through the weekend to sell. And all the prices are up from the previous month, so prices are still getting more expensive.
Mm. Yeah, and then in the Arvada area, some similar statistics to what Tripp said. Arvada covers a little bit larger demographic of area, land and stuff, so there's more homes sold. So 208 homes sold, median sales price was 600,000, but the list price was 587, the median list price. So again, we're seeing that sale to list price ratio at 102%. So most everyone's having to offer above the asking price. A median days on market, 5 days as well. So again, a lot of these homes list on Wednesday or Thursday with contract offer deadlines through the weekend. And then a lot of them are going under contract on a Monday or Tuesday at the latest. So really similar to what Tripp said.
Yeah, and Golden, Golden's a smaller market, but we saw 20 homes sold in November. Median list price at $775,000 and sale price at $792,000. So we're right at 102% as well for November. Median days on the market was 5 days, and now there are currently two houses on the market. Now, this time of year is typically the slowest time of year for real estate. And so to still see these escalating prices at this time of year is just indicative of the market being still very strong. And we are anticipating this is the slowest time of year that we may even see this get more competitive as we head back into spring. That'll give you just a quick snapshot of what we're seeing. Jamie.
Yeah, so specifically, this is just a real life example kind of where we are right now. If you're listing a home, often, you know, the question is, how are we going to list the house? What price should we list it at? And we often tell people it's better to list really competitively because the market will bear out the value of the home. And I encountered that this weekend, unfortunately, on the buyer side. So had a house that was listed for $553,000. And there were 12 offers on the home as of last night. The deadline to receive and accept offers was this morning at 10. So 12 offers on the home. We offered very competitively at 625 with an appraisal gap, which just means my buyers were also willing to bring all the money necessary to cover whatever the house appraised for if there was a gap from what it appraised for and what they actually were buying it for. And received word that the home went under contract for a $635,000 offer cash, and they were willing to close, you know, in 10 to 12 days. So what does that mean? It means that it's definitely a seller's market. And how does that impact specifically buyers? This is a real life example, but clearly there are fewer homes for buyers to choose from. They're not going to have as much negotiating power. The listing agent was really clear that this seller did not want to deal with inspection, did not want to, you know, mess with appraisal issues and various things like that. So less negotiating power. If you're able to close quickly, that's super helpful. Contingent offers are a lot harder to work through, and just be prepared probably to spend more than asking price. There's just a lot of competition out there. And then on a more positive note, how does this impact sellers? Your home will most likely sell quickly. You can look for multiple offers and expect that most likely depending on your where your home is priced. and you might be able to get more than asking price. And often buyers are willing to overlook repairs. So there's a lot of ways to negotiate that. Really a good idea to let those offers stack up, and then you have options to choose from, which is a real gift to sellers right now, and just something for buyers to especially be aware of. It may be that you need to lower the actual price point that you're looking in so that you have some cash then to bring if you need to go above asking to be able to seal the deal. So.
Awesome, Jamie. Thanks so much. Good information. I know a little sobering, but we're trying to position you in the best way possible to win. So take care, everybody. We'll talk soon. We'll have more podcasts here in the next week or so.
Bye.
Bye-bye.